Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday night. And, well, we should start with, now you've had time to dwell on it, the Tuesday night game. It's kind of exploded a bit, that goal. And I didn't really take too much time to really think about it. It was just one of them goals. But it's gone viral, hasn't it? I mean, how's Cameron taken to it?
Yeah, it is, Ben. I mean, Cam's taken it really well, hasn't he? You know, there's a couple of comments on Twitter and, you know, is it safe to come out now? He's had, you know, there's been a lot of press, a lot of coverage about it. But it's, you know, it's a bit like Paddy a couple of weeks ago at Stalybridge. You let a goal in and, you know, he makes a mistake and ends up in a goal. Cam made a mistake, Tuesday United end up in a goal. I think the nature of the goal, because the lad scored these, you know, the header from his own half. But, you know, it was a freak goal. And it was a game that I thought we were going to win. You know, apart from the first 20 minutes of the game, I thought, you know, we came out second half, we acquitted ourselves well. I'm still shouting at Curtis Jones for not playing, not on the phone, playing through the lines. And me and Curtis were having a conversation. Next thing, he's ended up in the back of the net. So, you know, it knocked us a little bit. But what's pleasing is that the goal didn't affect our confidence, and we kept playing the right way. And, you know, we went for it at the end and just got caught on the nap right in the last minute. But we're pleased, really. But as you say, you know, it's a free goal and it's got a lot of attention this week. I think Gary Lineker's retweeted it today. So,
all publicity, you know, is good publicity, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, for me, you know, it's been a long week because, you know, I despise losing games. It hurts me for the full week. And, you know, I can slightly accept it because of the way we play, but it still doesn't make it any easier. A defeat's a defeat. And, you know, I just can't wait for tomorrow now to try and put right what was wrong Tuesday.
Yeah, for those people who are listening to this interview for the first time, maybe a bit inquisitive, thanks to Gary Lineker's retweet or anything. The TV angle, I was right behind the ball when it bounced. It like it had been headed by Shane Warne. I mean, it did just zip off, didn't it? So, you know, it's one of them things.
I've looked at it from all angles, Ben, and, you know, people said, you know, could he have done more? I think he's just gone down and his arm hasn't come up with it and lost his footing slightly. And I think once it goes over your head and I think Doyley tries to chase it into the back of the net, there's nothing he can do. You know, Cam's been exceptional. Last week he got the headlines, you know, Radcliffe for, you know, saving in the penalty shootout. This week he got, you know, really probably more headlines, but in the wrong way. So, you know, we put an arm around Cam. Cam will play tomorrow. You know, he's been great, and we've just got to move on from it.
One thing that's that Roy's picked up upon with Cam is his organisation skills, and they were in full force on Tuesday night. One thing we have to say is that the line that FC United were playing with at the back on Tuesday night was very, very impressive. Baseford offside 11 times.
Yeah.
It was a risky high line, but it more times than not, it came off.
We knew they were quick. So when you're that quick at the top end of the pitch, we've got to go higher with our line because obviously, you know, the deeper we got, they could travel with the ball in behind us. But the higher we go, we were hoping we were just going to catch them. And we worked on it, you know, the week before in training. We knew where the threat was. I was delighted with it. You know, delighted. It was a, you know, telepathy. And that's work on the training ground. So as a manager or as a coach, when you see that coming off, you kind of think, yeah, the boys are retaining information. And it was, you know, it is risky and not always do we go with that high line. But we decided to and, you know, and on the whole, it paid off. So yeah, but with Cameron in behind his organisation, and also last Saturday, you know, when you beat Buxton, the amount of times that he distributes really early. And Paddy will learn these things. You know, Paddy's a young keeper and he'll look at Cam and, you know, there's parts of his game that he'll go, I can do that better and I can learn from that. And that's what Cam's in there for, to help Paddy and vice versa. But he's distributing his first contact and does help our fullbacks get out. And I think you've seen with Doddy and Morris the other night, I think between them, the analysis, there's 52 overlapping runs in the game.
Wow.
You know, that's the deep 90-yard runs that they're going from. So fitness levels are good, but, you know, he lets us get out and play our football.
Yeah, and the other thing we have to say is, and we did say this in commentary, Baseford only had 3 shots on target, and that includes that freak header as well. So, I mean, there you go.
Credit to Baseford. They're a very well-organised side. I like the manager, Steve Chappell, and, you know, fair play to him. They won in the right manner. They played in the right manner. I think they'll be, you know, one of the top teams this season. But that, again, that shows how far we've come, doesn't it, as a team. You know, we're taking teams like, you know, Warrington's and South Shields and now Baseford to the wire and giving a really good account of ourselves. So, you know, we'll learn from it. We're hurting, we're bruised at the minute, but we'll hopefully bounce back tomorrow.
Right, let's talk about tomorrow then. Atherton Coles, our second trip there this season after the replay in the FA Cup last month. I mean, that was a hard-fought game, and I think we're probably expecting similar tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Clegg's already put it on Twitter today, hasn't he? He's put, you know, a massive game. I don't think you put it on last week or the week before that, but all of a sudden it's a massive game, isn't it? FC United are coming to town. So, you know, it always gets other people up for the game, and you know, it gives them the added incentive that we're going to bring a good fan base. But you know, I think we're better side now than what we was a few weeks ago at Atherton. I think we're getting better, you know, every week. Atherton's going to be a massive test. Like I said, they're going to raise the game because it's us. They're going to want revenge on us. But we're going down there with a game plan and a game that we want to win, but full of confidence. You know, I keep saying this every week until the statistic changes, that our last league defeat away from home was the first game of the season, and we're moving into November still with that record intact. So, you know, there's lots of positives. And, you know, for us, that gives us confidence. And we'll remind the players of that in the dressing room tomorrow. We've got to go out there, execute our game plan, take our chances when they come, defend the way we can defend, and hopefully come quarter five, we've got 3 points on the board and a step closer towards the playoff positions, because they're very much in our sight at the minute, Ben.